Using ISD's tools, researchers were able to map the sources of tweets containing the hashtag and the relationships between them. What we found at that stage was that it was basically just Baker and his allies continually retweeting it to create the impression of there being a lot of concern around this issue, said Matt Hope, a former DSmog editor. We were able to show that it was a manufactured controversy, not some authentic insight from somebody with their finger on the country's pulse. Steve Baker did not respond to a request for comment. In the months that followed, however, disquiet over the net zero transition began ramping up in sections of the UK press, initially in outlets such as Spiked Online and GB News, but eventually creeping into the pages of major newspapers such as the Daily Telegraph and the Sun too. In August, The Spectator magazine printed an image of banknotes tumbling into a void on its cover, with the headline, "The Cost of Net Zero." By September, right-leaning media commentators were homing in on the government's aim of gradually phasing out gas boilers as part of the decarbonisation plan, and replacing them with air or ground-source heat pumps instead. The far greater economic costs of inaction on climate crisis were rarely mentioned in these reports. But again and again, efforts to reduce our collective carbon emissions were framed as an elitist power grab. "People want a cleaner, greener planet," wrote Andrew Neil for the Daily Mail in October. "But they will not tolerate a green strategy that involves posh folk telling plain folk what they must do. Especially when the posh folk are doing very nicely out of greenery and the plain folk are picking up the tab." By the autumn, as a growing cost-of-living crisis began to dominate the news agenda, the GWPF had rebranded itself as Net Zero Watch. A new parliamentary grouping called the Net Zero Scrutiny Group, led by Craig McKinley, had been formed, and Westminster insiders were reporting on widening splits within the Conservative Party over the entire net zero transition. "The fact is, you don't need a majority of the population behind you to create a myth-making frenzy like this. You can do it with a very small minority and a set of media outriders," said James Murray. Members of the Net Zero Scrutiny Group reject the suggestion that they are espousing a new form of climate science denial. "What I want this group to be is a clearinghouse, a balanced academic facility where we get all sides of the argument," McKinley has claimed previously.